Hey everyone, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 54 on cyberbullying. You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Men YouTube channel, along with my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth. All my day-to-day photos, cosplay photos, and cat photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. So I wanted to talk a little bit about cyberbullying, and the reason that I want to talk about this is because it's becoming much, much more prevalent in more recent years than it was in the past. And part of this is because basically everyone now has devices that can connect them to everyone else, which is essentially what the internet is for, is to be able to connect worldwide without having to go and, you know, either pay crazy fees to talk on phones or travel super far. It's to be able to connect everyone in a way that is, you know, basically cheap, easy, and fast. So the internet's a great thing. We all know this. We all use it basically on a daily basis. But there is such a thing as cyberbullying now, and that has to do with, instead of bullying somebody in person like people used to do, they're going through and they're using their anonymous names or different websites or different fake profiles or any number of really kind of wacky methods to bully somebody. Now, this is more prevalent in schools and in social settings where people are a little bit closer knit and that people care a little bit more about what others are saying about them. But it is kind of apparent worldwide in different settings. So obviously you have anyone that is famous is going to be subject to some amount of cyberbullying. And that's going to be anything from, you know, shaming them or telling them wrong or that they're stupid and just blatant lies, lying, slander, anything that you can imagine, any kind of, you know, internet celebrity or television celebrity or movie celebrity is going to see cyberbullying on that. And mostly that's going to come in forms of criticism that you might not think is super offensive or super bad. You know, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but that doesn't mean that you necessarily have to go and pinpoint exactly the person, exactly what your opinion is, and say, that is what I'm talking about in every instance that I am talking about this thing. You know, so obviously, we all bully to some extent. It might not be as openly as with others, and that's why cyberbullying becomes such a problem, is because since there is the level of being anonymous included inside of cyberbullying, it makes it so that it's that much easier for anyone to go through and to say anything that they like about literally anyone. So it's kind of a really scary thing, and I think that more of the younger generations are starting to abuse this much more than was possible in the past. So it's something that definitely a lot of people need to look at. And I know that bullying is a very serious thing, but I also feel like parents these days giving their kids all of these different devices that have access all over the place to the internet aren't really thinking this through all the way. Obviously, there are different things that you can put onto these different devices that'll stop them from being able to go out and reach the full access of the internet and to communicate with people that might be able to bully them. And being a good parent has a lot to do with these things, but obviously you can't be around your child all the time. They're going to be in settings and in areas where they're going to have access to different devices that have access to the internet, where they might be able to see somebody that's going through and bullying them through the internet. So you can't be there all the time, I understand, but maybe having a little bit better eye on it and being more honest with your children about the possibility that this could happen could really kind of put a stop to it before it even gets started. So maybe they can communicate with you in a manner that is more open to make this work a little bit easier, so you don't have to hear about it through a school or through a third party that they're being bullied through the internet, but that you know about it because they told you. So there's a couple of things that I wanted to go over that are more specific to cyberbullying, so we'll get into that right now. So something that's definitely caught my attention, and I'm sure it's caught a lot of other people's attention, is anonymous messaging and anonymous comments. Okay, so obviously anyone can make any number of fake accounts on any number of different social media and just go through and say whatever they want about you. But there has been something that's been just kind of popped up recently, and I might say this wrong, but I believe it's Saraha. Okay, so basically you could go through and you can leave constructive criticism for a coworker, or if you want to go the coworker route, or if you want to go the friend route, you can allow people to basically state their mind about you. And This isn't necessarily a dangerous thing unless you're using social media, you're on a public account, or somebody in social media that you have as a friend has decided to share it with literally anyone else in the world. So this can lead to lots of different types of shaming anonymously, lots of different types of comments that may be very hurtful that are coming from an anonymous source that you have no idea where it is. And with so many different cases of people, you know, going through and getting great depression or even doing things extraordinarily extreme like committing suicide because of cyberbullying, this is definitely something that I feel like people should keep an eye on. So I haven't actually gone through and made an account on this yet just because it's not something that truly interests me. But for the sake of research and science, I might just to see what kind of results I get. Now, I know there are a couple people out there that have put it out in their social profiles and not gotten really any results. And then I have seen the opposite, where people that I know have put it out there and gotten tons and tons of results. Now, for me, it's probably not going to have a very big impact because the people that I am friends with on different social media is not very, it's kind of exclusive, if you will. I have a thing where I'll only friend people that I know and I'll only friend them if they basically send me a friend request or I really like that person and I feel like we could be friends on social media. So my social media is kind of on lockdown by me. I don't just literally friend everyone that I've ever met in my life. So me making an account for Saraha and going through and seeing what people have to say about me probably isn't going to have as big an impact as it would on somebody that has, you know, 100,000 followers or friends. So I'm not really expecting to see much from it, but I am kind of curious to see what's going to come back at me from it. So that being said, I do feel like this is kind of dangerous for the younger generation just because since it is anonymous and since anyone can literally say anything that they want and basically, you never know who your true friends are, if you will. People could share it around and make fake accounts and go through and comment whatever they want on anything on social media. And this is no exception. This is actually even worse because literally anyone can say anything anonymously. It doesn't even matter. And there's no consequence at all except for maybe making the person feel a little bit worse. And that brings me to my final thing that I'm going to say on cyberbullying is just why. You know, obviously, as I stated, everyone bullies sometime in their life. They say something that can be considered offensive or is very offensive to a person, and they don't even think about it, or they say it because they're trying to be cool, or because that's how they really feel about somebody, you know? But really, why bring somebody down? Like, if you ask me my honest opinion, then I'll provide it to you in a way that might be very blunt, but I never try and make it so that you feel just terrible about yourself. That's never my intention. My intention's always to be honest and upfront about the majority of things that I feel like I'd be honest and upfront about. Now, if you're not an extraordinarily close friend of mine, then of course I'm not going to be super honest about my opinion on things because I just really don't want to trigger anyone or set them off. I want to be as friendly as possible to everyone that I meet, and I feel like everyone should try to do that also. Now, I know almost no one does that, or at least if they are doing that, it's not really apparent. Like, I have to try, and obviously that's bad if you have to say that you're trying towards something, but everyone has different filters, everyone has different ways that they cope with things. So obviously, if you've caught me at a bad time, or if I just decided I'm going to be extraordinarily blunt with you, then I may have said something that's offensive to you, and I mean it with the best intentions. In any case, if I'm being that honest with you, then you'll know. You can tell just by my verbiage, by the way I'm talking to you and explaining to you how I feel about the thing. Now, if I genuinely dislike you, then I'm going to say it in a manner that is extraordinarily offensive. That's not going to be pussyfooted around. It's going to be very, very open and direct. And you're going to know that the reason that I'm saying these things is because I probably don't like you. But those types of instances are very few and far between. So that being the case, you know, just why bully at all is kind of my overall question. If you have something that you want to say to somebody that is going to hurt their feelings, then, you know, there are certain cases that that's okay. Obviously, if somebody is with somebody inside of like an abusive relationship, for instance, you might want to mention something, but you might also not understand the full relationship. So if you're close enough with somebody, you know, you're on a basis where you're talking to this person all the time and you confide in each other so much that there's really no secrets between you. If that kind of person comes to you and is curious if you're in an abusive relationship, if that's the way it appears on the outside, then obviously you can go through and you might be able to correct them and let them get, you know, peace of mind, let them know that you're not in that kind of relationship. It might appear that way from the outside, but it's a mutual love, mutually beneficial, great relationship kind of thing. And anyone can misconstrue anything. So at the same time, you know, it's just, there's so much these days I feel like people have to be careful with, that it's really kind of the anonymous factor of the internet makes it just so much worse that I'm just not sure how to deal with everything. And additionally, if you do like my episodes, please do go ahead and share and subscribe if you haven't already. Every share and every subscribe definitely helps me build up my channel more so I could be heard more, so I could produce more often and get better quality content. I know right now most of my topics are kind of things that I've picked out that I have some kind of background in, or that I can cater to people like myself that like the same things that I like. But eventually my ultimate goal is to talk about practically whatever I want. So if you want to give me a hand there, please do share and subscribe to the episode. And thanks again for joining us. That was, as always, 10 minutes perfectly wasted.